Art is literature, chapter and verse. It's Art Talk on KCRW. LA-based artist Larry Pittman has a style consisting of contrasts, vivid colors, yet Baroque, reserved style. It is a decorative language where those colors symbolize different meanings, in this case in the form of books that invite you into his creative mind. And there are quite a few pages to sift through, and KCRW's art critic Hunter Drohios-Gafilp has more on Pittman's work and another artist who's joining in as well, whose works are on view right now at the Regan Projects in Hollywood. Hi, Hunter.
Hi, Steve.
Describe what you see, because we're talking about books here. Describe what you see when you walk into this exhibit.
Well, the gallery has a big horizontal white table designed by the architect Michael Maltzen. And on top of this are 10 individual volumes, each one almost the size of a card table top. Yeah, they're big. And each one has a different colored binding, bright red, bright green, charcoal gray. But you're just seeing the sideways view of them. But if you go up close to them, you look down and you see these intricate paintings within them.
Within them. So are we talking about pages? Do they have pages that you can physically turn? Or what kind of books are we looking at here?
They have pages. You can't physically turn them. But you can. Well, you'll look down and you'll see on the right-hand side a very intricate painting by Larry Pittman, and on the left side you'll see his title. And the whole series, the 10-volume series, is the history of human nature. And each volume is dedicated to another kind of condition or mood, as it were. In fact, in the medieval ages, they were interested in the humors, the way in which the physical body affected the mental condition, the spiritual condition. And in a way, he's gone back to illustrating that as they have. So a big green volume, for instance, has what the painting is open to the nature of reverie, but other paintings have to do with the nature of melodrama, hallucination, hysteria, neurasthenia, melancholia. And each book has similarly complex details.
Wow. This seems really cool because we're talking about history, but I can't forget that we are in a digital age, Hunter, so it's surprising to me that an artist would be making these very large books.
Exactly. They're like illuminated manuscripts for a contemporary era. And Pittman's a very intelligent artist. He lives here. He teaches at UCLA. And he's known for his very big, complex colored paintings. But these are actually forcing you to take time. I mean, they not only refer back to the history and their use of time, but if you want to look at them, you have to take the time to stand there and take them in. And if you want to see them more than one page at a time, if you show up on Saturday between 2 and 3, Pittman himself is going to be there to turn the pages and talk about what he's done.
There is another artist who's also a part of this exhibit. Her name is Silke Otto Knapp, and she is a German national who also lives here in L.A. What is her part in all of this?
Well, she also teaches at UCLA with Larry Pittman, and they sort of conceived this together. They have adjacent studios, and they're very different. I mean, in a way, it's unexpected, but it's also a very nice compliment because she does very large paintings in black, white, and gray watercolor on canvas. So they're very shadowy. They look as though they're done by moonlight, and some are abstract, some are figurative, some are sort of decorative, but they actually provide what I call the moonlight to Pittman's sunlight. So you have a very kind of ethereal and soft paintings on the walls, and then you look down at these brightly colored books on a horizontal surface.
It's interesting. They complement one another. There is more about the show at Hunter's blog, kcrw.com/art talk. Hunter Drohios-Gafilp with this week's Art Talk. Thank you.